This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two related notes with which to start the program today. Number one, this being Thursday, we got first-time claims for unemployment benefits this morning. 212,000 people made said claims, virtually the same number as have been filing for the past 10 weeks. And to the point, a quite low number. Labor market is still plenty strong, is another way to think about that. Note number two, and as I said, related, is that the head of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York said this today. John Williams is his name. His quote goes like this: "I definitely don't feel urgency to cut interest rates." Keep that in your back pocket the next time interest rates come up in conversation, would you? Elsewhere in American capitalism, we've gotten more bank earnings this week. Not the biggies, but some of the smaller but still plenty big and quite important regional banks, all of them reporting profits down just a bit, in part because of those higher interest rates. Another issue for them, commercial real estate. Those banks have a lot of CRE debt on their books, a sector that has been hit by the double whammy of high interest rates and high office vacancies. And there was more evidence of trouble ahead on that front this week from Atom. They track real estate data nationwide. Commercial property foreclosures are up more than 100%, 117% to be precise, from March 2023 to March 2024. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on that one.
Commercial real estate, or CRE, includes four property types: industrial, retail, multifamily, and office. And it's clear which is the weakest link, says Suri Sharma at Morningstar.
The real stress is in offices. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
How much stress?
Commercial office space is in a significant recession. We're testing the extreme declines in the Great Financial Crisis.
Susan Wachter teaches real estate at Penn's Wharton School.
This is a crisis, but it's a contained crisis and a slow-moving one. If we continue to have strong growth without an interest rate spike and without a recession, the pain will be under control for the overall economy.
But not for building owners struggling with half-empty office towers and maybe not enough rent coming in to pay their bank loans. Morningstar's Suri Sharma says the biggest banks should be fine, but small local banks might have 40 to 50% of their portfolios in commercial real estate.
So if things go bad, there's a very real chance some of these banks go down under.
Now, remember, commercial real estate also includes industrial, which Ken Simonson at Associated General Contractors of America says is on a tear.
Very strong growth in data center and manufacturing plant infrastructure. And there's lots of renewable power projects from solar to battery storage and maybe even some offshore wind.
As for retail, Suri Sharma says it's in pretty good shape after a big shakeout in the Great Recession. And a huge wave of new multifamily apartment buildings is about to hit the market. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.